Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy!
Confession from the coffee house. A Kiwi and a Brit walked into a coffee house. I wish this were the beginning of a joke. Sadly, it's not. I'm not a big fan of coffee houses. To me, it just seems so ridiculous to pay so much for such a basic commodity. I can see and somewhat admire what these big coffee chains have done, though. They've created a third place for people, as the marketeers call it. The assumption is that our first and second places are our homes and our workplaces. The only issue I see with that picture is that for some people, their first and second place is the same place. To me, it seems rather sad that someone would rank one of their top three places as a characterless, bland, and cookie-cutter set of four walls branded the coffeehouse chain. With this in mind, I reluctantly agreed to meet my friend at a local coffeehouse. My friend is from New Zealand, which is a small island off the coast of Australia, so he's hard enough to understand anyway. What made it even harder was the rather frustrating noise coming from the wheels of a cleaning trolley being pushed along by an associate. After about the fourth trolley trip, I resorted to lip reading the Kiwi as I just couldn't hear him. The associate seemed completely oblivious to the noise coming from her trolley cart. I assume because she did this several times a day and had just gotten used to it. This associate seemed to have forgotten why people actually come to the coffee house. Not only could I not decipher what my friend from down under was saying, but I also could barely hear the beautiful jazz music the store must have carefully selected. I could tell it was Stan Getz, but you know, it might as well have been Iron Maiden, as this Iron Maiden dragged her heavy metal across the stone flooring again and again and again. Having previously served as a regional director within leisure and hospitality, I felt obliged to draw attention to this service challenge to the store manager. The only problem was, I couldn't actually find a store manager, nor could I find anyone willing to take any responsibility. I asked one person, "May I ask, are you the manager?" Her response was, "Nope." That was it. Nothing more crossed her mind. I asked this reluctant employee if I could explain a customer frustration that I had. I waited for her to stop looking at her phone, and then I explained about the noise, but she seemed completely disinterested. I tried to emphasize how the environment of beautiful jazz music and the intoxicating aroma of their coffee beans were significantly spoiled by the trolley runs, but it was as if I was speaking another language. At this point, the disinterested non-manager said, quote, "We have to take the trash out, and that's the way we've always done it," end quote. I tried to reason with her on two points to consider. Firstly, that maybe a good time to take the trash out was at the end of the shift when the store closed. And secondly, that if trash had to be taken out during open hours, maybe, just maybe, it'd be a good idea to use a trolley with rubber wheels. I knew I'd lost the customer connection when she flatly responded, "But that's the trolley we use." So that's how it went down when a Kiwi and a Brit walked into a local coffee house last week. Not only am I sure this isn't my third place, it's probably the last place I'd go to for a meeting with another human being with whom I wanted to converse. And that's my customer confession from the local coffee house.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.